Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1. Proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements,
Applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Oh, yeah. Friday morning. If you're traveling in, just getting the morning started, it's 7:37 Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. Happy to see that the school zones are once again flashing on Highway 71. Thank you very much. Make sure that's on point. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you're traveling, you know that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Please give yourself enough time to stay engaged, get there safely, and slow down. You know, when you get behind those school buses, they are making absolute frequent stops. So, I mean, once you're behind a school bus, that's a wrap. You're just there unless you turn off. So please be patient. Help our school bus drivers, help our crossing guards and our resource officers, help our kids get there safely. And, you know, as we are Friday morning, that means that there is so much exhilaration in the air, so much excitement. It's Friday night football. There's going to be pep rallies. There's going to be a lot going on at school. Kids are excited. And so we want to encourage you as we get into the excitement to please just make sure that you help everybody out by giving yourself enough time to get there safely. You know, Friday night is a night we love to live for. Friday night football. We love, love, love it. We want to wish all the schools that are competing tonight the best of luck, good sportsmanship, and great games. I can't tell you, you know, when the weekend gets here, you know, it's college game day on tomorrow. It's NFL on Sunday. So it's like a weekend filled with great sporting events. So we hope that your morning is off to a great start. If you're on point, then you know today is Real Women, Real Talk. So you got to stay with us to see who's here this morning, but most importantly, to see What's On Point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this, everybody.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Y'all, it's Friday, and I don't know about you, but I feel really, really good this morning. It's 7:45. Today, of course, is September the 27th. Can you believe it? We've made it already through another whole month. Yes, before we know it, we'll be saying it's Christmas again. Yes. Hey, let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. Y'all, I cannot tell you how much I love, love, love this program. We are always talking about how we can be the change that we want to see in the next generation, how we can help our kids. Well, we help by seniors getting involved in these young people's lives, speaking into their lives, and being a literal part of their lives. And not only are you volunteering, but you're getting paid for it. It does not affect any of your income, y'all. It is an incredible program. And here's what you do. Pick up the phone, dial 318-484-2260, and ask how you can get involved. Also, our great friends at Hixson Automotive Group. Hixson is one of the proud presenting sponsors of the 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website is available to you 24/7 at www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve and love for over 60 years. McDonald's of Alexandria. And don't forget the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Now, this morning on Real Women, Real Talk, I am pleased to welcome our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo.
Good morning.
My strong woman. I'm not going to call her a strong white woman. She's just a strong woman this morning. And Lamia. I don't know if she's a pit bull this morning, but Lamia Solomon. I think she's softening up a bit.
No, never soft.
Never soft. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network, Real Women, Real Talk. Let me just give everybody a rundown about what we're talking about this morning. We're expecting another one of our real women in just a minute. I'll tell you who that is shortly. But this is what we're talking about this morning. I have encountered so many women within the last couple of weeks who have been plagued by anxiety, who have spoken openly about it, it has been so intense that they have had to even go to the doctor concerning anxiety. So I started to do the research on anxiety and to talk about it, to talk about what it is, and to talk about who is affected by anxiety and why. So the information that the article presented was that 40 million Americans every year are plagued by anxiety/anxiety attacks. Men and women are plagued by anxiety and anxiety attacks. But by far, research shows that women deal with anxiety at a higher rate than our male counterparts. And so the author went on to talk about anxiety stemming from emotion. And so when I presented that to the ladies this morning, everybody was literally nodding their heads. And so I said to them that I myself, within the last couple of weeks, never have had an anxiety attack, but have found myself being anxious. And then when I started to dissect my own anxiety, first of all, of course, I know what the word says about anxiety, and that's the first thing I went to. The word says, be anxious for nothing. I said, okay. And then I asked this question out loud. I say,
to D.C., I say, why am I so anxious? And I said, wait a minute. I don't want you to answer. And he said, okay. And then I said it again. So I put it out in the universe. And I said, why am I feeling this way? Everything in my life is fine. Our business is fine. Our family is fine. I'm fine. Our son is, everything's, you know, everything on the surface is fine. And so I sit and I do what I do when things like this happen. I start to write about it. And then when you sit quiet in a place and you start to think about why you feel a certain way, if you just be still and listen, you'll get the answer. And so my answer, ladies, was this. I wanted to be in control of everything, i.e. the source of my anxiousness. I wanted to control everything. And so I figured if this was my issue, probably a lot of other women were dealing with the same issues of control. And so, Lamia, I want to turn to you because when I brought up anxiety, good morning, Miss Risa Boy. Lamia pulls out a paper and said, this is exactly what I've been talking to my therapist about. She said, you're kidding me. So let's talk about anxiety this morning.
Yes. You know, these are one of the things that I was telling you earlier that I suffer with. I haven't really got the grasp of getting it under control, but I have anxiety attacks. How they're brought on is because I think one of the reasons you're right, stress, mm-hmm. And wanting to be in control of everything mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. And not, I mean, I know this, that everything, I think I need to have a hand in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, whether it's my relationship, whether it's work, whether it's my kids. If I lose that control, it seems like I lose my breath. It's coming
wow.
out of me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm nervous, and I'm like, it has to get done, and I haven't really grasped how to handle it and keep it under control. I do the breathing treatments. You know, my therapist, Crystal Hargrove, wonderful mm-hmm. woman, she tells me, Lamia, you know, you can breathe. Make sure you take time out to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find some happy point in your life, which I always feel that I'm happy. But you know what? I'm so busy doing for everybody else,
mm-hmm.
I've lost myself.
Mm.
I don't know what truly makes me happy.
Wow. I think that that is a journey that a lot of people are on, Risa. Trying to find that true joy, really. And I don't think it's, for me, I don't think it's happiness, it's joy. Because happiness, I think, comes and goes.
Right.
But finding that joy. But so, Risa, what do you think about anxiety and what you're seeing and what you're feeling, sort of that energy about people? You can even feel it on Facebook. There's just a lot of anxiousness.
I think Lamia is right. It's control. Mm-hmm. And it's natural. You mm-hmm. know, a lot of times. Sometimes we beat ourselves up and cause more anxiety over things that are really natural. You know, we can't help it. We're human.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets to a point where it's affecting your everyday life,
mm-hmm.
it's affecting your mood, it's affecting your sleep, it's affecting your health,
mm-hmm.
then that's when it's a problem. And I think you do have to release control, and you do have to, like she said, take time out for yourself. And then target the issues that's causing stress. Sometimes it's as simple as, I don't know what to cook tonight. I'm
mm-hmm.
tired of cooking the same stuff over and over and over.
You know, that's
and
really
then,
true.
And then you will, your whole day will be ruined because that's what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's silly and it's trivial. But, I mean, it could be something as simple as that.
Funny
or
you would say that.
Big.
I've been experiencing that. I'm serious.
But, you know, or it could be something big. And sometimes you just have to. My husband tells me all the time, he has to remind me, babe, it's really just not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, and you have to tell yourself, like, really?
Right.
It's really not that serious. But anxiety is an issue, and sometimes we also have to look at our family
mm-hmm.
and our history,
mm-hmm.
and you have to say, okay, is this something that I am inheriting? Is this
mm-hmm.
a trait that has been passed on to me that I need to stop and I need to break now. Because like you said, it's not, you're not normally an anxious person. You're not normally
right.
a person that's worrying about different things. So when that's a trait that you're noticing, you know what, this is not me, devil, you better move around.
Exactly.
You better get behind me mm-hmm. and, you know, not even allow him to even creep, because that's how he does. He creeps in very slowly. And so as soon as the moment mm-hmm. you recognize it, you have to say, oh, no, you better go back. And that's what I have to do. Mm-hmm. I have to cast Satan back mm-hmm. to where he came from the minute I feel him come on. Because mm-hmm. sometimes if you just kind of ignore it and be like, a lot of people don't realize that it's the trick of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it like that. They really think it's something wrong with them.
And I recognized that right away. I knew mm-hmm. it was an attack. But I still had to ask myself, why? Why are these feelings coming about? And sometimes anxiety, Lisa, sometimes it's real and sometimes it's just simply perceived. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just a perception. Mm-hmm. It's not even, nothing's wrong. Your kids are healthy. Your house is taken care of. You're going to have a roof over your head. You're going to be able to eat tonight, whether you know what you're going to cook or not. But all is well. And I think that what I got away from in that moment, and DC said it, he said, Carlette, you got to check that everything is fine. What is this really about? And I surmise it is about my wanting to be in control. I want to be in control of my career. I want to be in control of where it's going, how it's going, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. I want to know everything about everything. And it just is impossible. And that's what faith is. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and you got to stay on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food, and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunky.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk. This is the OPT Network. And let me just say, the conversation is getting hot during the break. This segment sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solutions in the best healthcare for you and your family. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Lisa Campos here, Lamia Solomon's here, Teresa Bowie's here, and we're talking about anxiety. And you know what? The conversation is just like all over the place. And Risa, you talked about, well, Lisa, let me let you weigh in before I let Risa weigh in. Because we're talking about how the word plays into this and how our spiritual walk with God plays into all of this. But Lisa, first, let me let you weigh in.
Well, again, you know, I'm going to refer back to all my girls in my head that are talking. They've all got their points of view that they want to desperately get across, even the naughty ones. However, when I think of anxiety, I have a vision of myself. It's like a chemical imbalance, and I've just engulfed in a flame. I'm hot. I can't breathe. I'm angry. My temper is as hot as I am to the touch. I'm out of the box is what I like to call it. There are things that trigger that anxiety. And it is about me controlling
what
things.
What triggers it for you?
Oh, my God, it's the simplest things. I want to rip the carpet out of my house, and I want to make more money so I can afford to rip the carpet out of my house. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make more money, so that means I need my clients to call me back, and I need to get the appointment. I need to sign the paperwork. I need to get it faxed in, done, and I get the check on the 15th. Mm-hmm. Come on, Lisa, get it together, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Do you? And everybody knows, you've all got that drive. I want my husband to get a new car. I need to pay for my daughter to go to college. That's what's going on in my soul. And so I'm engulfed in this flame, and I've been writing down notes, so I'm listening to everybody talk. And you've got to know when the devil has stepped in mm-hmm. and shut the door and got you locked in the closet. You have got to kick that door down and get out of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my kids or my husband are around and they can tell I'm getting, like, wound up in this ball, God help me when they say, just calm down. Because it's almost like they are not antagonizing, but they're almost like belittling the experience that I'm having, mm-hmm. and I'm having all of this desire to control to meet their needs right. and my needs. Don't just stand there and downplay what I'm feeling.
So
by
it feels a little bit insensitive.
It feels insensitive, and it almost feels like they are, I can't think of the word.
Condescending?
Condescending. Just calm down. Oh, my gosh.
And you just really want to scream
then,
huh?
So I know that's one of my triggers. Someone says just calm down.
It's almost like you're getting a trigger now.
No,
just
I'm not. I'm very passionate about talking about this okay. because, like you said a few minutes ago, what did you say? Something nudity.
Emotional nudity.
Girls, we are walking around the streets of town. How's your mom and them? Oh, they're fine. I'm fine. Crap on that. You are not fine. We are all struggling with this anxiety. And so when I see myself in this flame, one of the things I've tried to be like, okay. You know the thing, when something catches on fire, someone catches on fire, what do you tell them to do?
Stop, drop, and roll.
So one of the things I have, just not even realizing it, I have implemented in my life that when I start feeling this creeping into my gut like I can't breathe, I literally stop, drop, and pray. Wherever I'm at,
good.
I turn up K-Love, I work out of my home, I keep the radio going. There are so many things that trigger my emotions into that anxiety. You know, the stained carpet in my living room that I swear if I could go home and rip it out today, I would do it right now. I'd leave the show right now and go rip it out.
And I guess we have to ask ourselves why these little things, or seemingly little things, trigger us. And during the break, we were all talking about spirituality and where we are with the word. And I was saying to Risa, and Risa said, you know what, I've been there. I've been a baby Christian, and I've called on the word. And I said, that's great. I know what the word says. And I feel like I am more mature in the word. But when you talk to people who are not there, like we were talking about Lamia being maybe more of a baby in Christ, then those words sometimes just feel like words when you really don't have a baseline. You know what I'm saying? To really see what the word says and make it applicable to your life. And I think that people have to get there. You know, everybody sort of just has to get there when they get there, if that makes sense.
And it does. It does make sense. I mean, you hadn't started talking yet. So, well, and with this situation, I do feel like, yes, you know what, I'm still taking those steps to get more towards Christ. And that's why I'm always the pit bull, because I can, you know, for some reason, I can't shadow my opinions. I haven't been able to control them just as of yet.
Maybe that's a facade. Maybe that's a mask for something that is deeper. Yeah, maybe that's one of those personalities that's trying to come out to protect you. Maybe the pit bull is not really who you really, really are.
Well, the only thing is, when I say the pit bull, it's, I don't think that I'm defending or trying to defend myself, because anything that I say, these are like actual things that I go through. Mm-hmm. So never on the radio or anywhere else have my life been perfect. Mm-hmm. And I don't put it out there to be like everything that goes on. I've been through that. I've done that. Just like with this anxiety thing, I've been through that. I'm going through that. That's mm-hmm. a battle that I'm trying to win that I haven't actually conquered yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I haven't actually conquered. And it's because, like you said, me being a baby Christian, and I need to, and Lisa, you were saying, like, something I can say that I pray, but am I really?
You really giving into
really
what
have
you're
that
feeling?
Intimate relationship with God that I think I have,
yeah.
And I think I'm at that growing point.
You're at the verge. You're at that edge mm-hmm. of taking that. I mean, your everything's fixing to change. Mm-hmm. And when you're battling this anxiety, you know, when Carlette and I first started our journey together, and I shared so much of what was going on in my valley, and she was like, "You've just got to sit still and listen." And I'm like, "Okay, honey, I hear yeah. you." And I consider myself a Christian, and I know He is my Savior. However, that's not working for me.
Right.
I've got to rip the carpet out.
Exactly.
And, you know, knowing, and it took some lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I needed to find a way, because guess what, guys? Going to church every Sunday didn't make it work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Warming the pew was not all that my life needed. I needed daily exposure for me to hold on to His hand. Whether it be turning up the K-Love or looking for my stations or my things on my friends. All of a sudden, so many of my people are posting on Facebook, and it's had this big wave towards Christianity. We do have a local channel here that's doing Christian listening music. It's 104. So I've started doing them. You know,
what about 88.1?
What I'm saying is, and you know, we've got to find our sources that bring us back to what is helping us keep focus in our day, whether it be stopping and praying, whether it be turning on music that's spiritual and uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do things that's going to bring you back to
your center,
a sense of not so much control,
mm-hmm.
but balance. How much balance does Christ have in your life?
Absolutely. So, Risa, weigh in.
Y'all know this seat is burning up over here. And I'm like, okay, which way?
Do you need to stop dropping?
Where am I gonna
stop
start?
Stop dropping, pray.
So I'm hearing all of this, and it's funny that I've been hearing all week this talk of baby Christians and when you're being fed and mm-hmm. the levels that you're on, mm-hmm. you know, there's milk.
And so you've been hearing this all week?
Honey. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
all week.
Okay.
You know, what we're being fed and mm-hmm. in the word, you're there's different levels, milk, bread, mm-hmm. meat, and honey. Mm-hmm. Well, strong meat and honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that everybody is on different levels. And so when I hear the term baby Christian or that person isn't on the level as we are yet, I cringe.
Okay.
And the reason is because with Lamia, my sister, I can feel her energy and I can feel where she is spiritually. And because of the spirit in me, it automatically comes up to empower her
mm-hmm.
and to feed into her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if you see a five-year-old and they're still on formula, it's like, okay, look, I see that you're on formula,
mm-hmm.
but now I have to come in and wean you off of that and feed you something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I talk about, you know, being able to just pull back and stop, the word says greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Not greater is he that is in Teresa or great, you mm-hmm. said the minister.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minister was once crazy and loose and wild at one
mm-hmm.
point.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find a place in my life where I was tired of being tired. And I was tired of fighting and I was tired of battling. And I didn't know where to start on a spiritual basis. But I did know one thing, God is real.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that thought, it was that notion in saying, you know what, God, if you can move mountains for so many people, if you can empower others around me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to read my Bible. And if you can really do these things, can you please just give me a calming spirit? Can you please give me the peace that surpasses all understanding? It just took me talking to myself in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much of the spiritual level that I was on. It's just what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was me wanting, desiring, and believing that everything that I said I wanted God to do in my life, he was going to be able to do. And he did, including giving me a revelation of his word. And as I started to grow and as I started to develop, just in my personal life and then, of course, in ministry, the power started to come. The anointing started to flow. But it didn't happen overnight. And I'm telling you, your first step is to change the stinking thinking
mm-hmm.
that we have.
And I think that has, Teresa,
that has to come from a higher being.
That's where everybody would agree that you've got to do is you've got to change your mind. But right when people are changing their minds or in the process or desirous of changing their minds, that's when all of these other voices are coming in. And so you have to be able to really, you know, counteract those other things, those voices, those negative voices. Christians say it's the devil. Other people say it's the universe, whatever you want to call it. Those are those voices that come in to invade your thought life and to make you think that things are a whole lot worse than what they are.
And those are those voices that Lisa talks about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I
girls.
See them, the girls. Those are those girls of somewhat, I don't know if I think they're girls of empowerment or the girl that says, you know what, you're crazy today.
Right.
Or the girl that's the freak or the girl. Those, all those different voices, you try to control all of them. And then the anxiety comes when all of them clash and says, guess what? You can't control us.
Right. And for me, I have to protect myself. I have to protect myself constantly from all of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Carla said, whether it's, you know, whoever you want to consider it to be, the universe or the devil or whoever, they're coming and they're coming with force.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to protect yourself, whether it's, If you're not going to be in the word, it's the music you listen to or the things that you watch
right.
or the things that you're engaging yourself in
mm-hmm.
will cause you to, it will invite all of this craziness mm-hmm. into your mind. And so you're constantly having to protect.
Right. And ward off.
Your thoughts. Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, one of the things right. I'm thinking is how I think majority of us could say we've always known him. Of mm-hmm. we've known of him.
Okay. Exactly.
And at different points in our journey, we have loved him and we've been angry with him.
Absolutely.
And we've asked why. But everybody reaches this at a different point in their life. How to truly know to love him and implement him in your daily, mm-hmm. moment-by-moment actions and words. Mm-hmm. And it's something so simple as repeating a story and repeating it accurately. Are you going to let the devil twist it and stretch mm-hmm. it? I caught a fish this big. Oh, I caught a fish. Oh, so big.
Mm-hmm.
How big is that fish really going to be? And everything you do must be dictated by his hand. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it's in malice. And it is, you cannot live a lie, whether it be the lie of telling mm-hmm. yourself that you're in control. Mm-hmm. And none of us mm-hmm. are in control mm-hmm. of what's going on. We don't get a handbook in this game. And, you know, it's just the little things, preparing yourself for the next hump in the road, because it's coming.
But you know what I think more than anything, opening up this conversation, I think, first of all, to all of us sitting here and to all of the men and women who are listening this morning, I think it is, first of all, taking the mask off. Mm-hmm. Jay Stone said it yesterday. We alluded to her article. Well, we talked about her article last week. I think it's about emotional nudity. And I think it's, first of all, being true to yourself wherever you are. And beginning to dissect those things and figuring out what's real and what's perceived. Because let me tell you how the enemy will work. He'll tell you a thing. The word tells us he's a liar and he's an accuser of the brethren. He'll lie to you, then he'll make you believe the lie that he told you. And so you've got to be able to divide those things. And when we come back, we're going to talk about dividing. We're going to talk about how you really get to a place of center and calm and let the anxiety go. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point. We're back right after this.
You know, the devil lies.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly.
Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and y'all, it's so hot in here. I'm joined by Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and Teresa Bowie. And this morning, we're talking about anxiety. And I just want to throw out there that the word tells us to be anxious for nothing. And during the break, we were talking about Jay Stone. Jay, if you're listening, good morning in the ATL. You have impacted our lives in a mighty way, talking about emotional nudity. And everybody is Facebooking or doing something on their mobile device. Thank God they're not driving. But, you know, we're sitting at the microphone. And Teresa, you were talking about your weekend. And you were talking about the solitude of being in and on a retreat. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I attend Zion Hill, and this past weekend we had a minister's retreat, and Pastor Dara, just we were really deep into prayer, and we received impartation from him. But aside from that, if I don't know if anyone has ever been to the Wesley Center in Woodworth, but it's very serene, and there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. We didn't have TVs, and I was very limited to my cell phone. I made it a point to not use my cell phone. And so I was telling the people there that that was the first time that I had been by myself of course, I've been home and I've turned everything off, but whenever I want to turn it on, I can. Mm-hmm. I still have control. Mm-hmm. And I was comfortable in it. But when I didn't have control this weekend, it brought on some anxiety that I was not ready for. Mm-hmm. And it was because I didn't have a choice but to just think and to be quiet and spend time with God and myself.
And what did that feel like? What did that really feel like?
It became overwhelming. And that it's weird how anxiousness can come in a very quiet, serene, surreal environment. Mm-hmm. And it was because I thought about the very place that I was. I'm like, okay, Teresa, you are at a minister's retreat. I couldn't even say it out loud. I was like, Teresa, you are at a minister's retreat. And I started to think about college. And I started to think about the weekends in the club and how I'm telling y'all, people that know me that are listening, I fought every weekend.
Wait a minute, stop there. You fought every weekend?
I fought like physically with my hands.
Like pulling out a can of
like
ass.
Pipes and, yeah. I'm.
That's not funny. Don't laugh about that.
It is funny because I'm so.
That's that old
I'm
woman.
So,
you can laugh about
I am
that now.
So grateful to God because if it had not been for him, y'all, I would be dead or in jail. I promise you I would. Brought me from a
so
place.
So all this comes tumbling
yeah,
back.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, God, you brought me from that mm-hmm. to this,
to
where I
retreat.
Am, to a minister's retreat. And I began to go into praise and worship and just testifying within myself. Mm-hmm. Those were things that I could talk about to other people, especially young girls and young men, and share my story and say, hey, I've walked where you are now, mm-hmm. and nothing good is going to come of it. That attitude that you got is going to lead you down a very dark and lonely road. I can talk about it, but I never talked to myself about it. Hmm. I never allowed myself to say, hey, look at how far you've come. Mm-hmm. I could tell others how far I've come, but I never did that to myself. And so being in that place, it became very emotional for me because the anxiety came because I was like, it tried to come.
Did you get scared?
Yes, because I was like, oh my God, you're not ready for this. You're not ready for this walk. You're still dealing with things. You've been through too much. It's too much water under the bridge for you to now go and try to create this new life for yourself. And then I went into praise and worship, and the Holy Spirit came over me and said, oh, no, ma'am, I brought you through those things to bring you out so that you can sit where you're sitting now mm-hmm. and you can be where you are now, you know. And so you will continue to share your testimonies, and you will continue to talk about it, and you will continue to empower other people. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, my mother, and she's listening. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mom.
My mother gives me so much strength, and she'll tell me, I give her strength mm-hmm. because she was a woman of great anxiety, and it was generational. You know,
wow.
It was just things that was masked mm-hmm. and passed on, and now I see her strength coming, mm-hmm. and we kind of feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. And so now to look at her and the things that she's been through in her life and see her still standing and still fighting and still overcoming, it's like if she can be brought out and if she can be strong and mm-hmm. if she can stand tall and then empower me through my journey to say, hey, Teresa, no, I am proud of you. Mm-hmm. And the things that you went through, you're never going to be ashamed of it. It was used to be a lesson to someone else. Don't let that dark side of your mm-hmm. life and that dark era of your life bring on the anxiety to keep you bound, because
right.
that's all it is.
Because you stepped out of the darkness and come uh-huh. over into the light. Lisa, I feel you chomping at the bit.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm enjoying your story. I really am enjoying your story. And, you know, it amazes me every time we come together, the amount of strength that we find from one another and each other's testimonies. And it makes, by the way, I want to give a shout out to Belle Shotland, who is the president of the Stonecroft Ministries, the local chapter here in Central Louisiana. And they have that women's Christian luncheon, I think every third Wednesday of the month or something like that. And that's something that they do, is they share the testimony. Mm-hmm. And so listening to the testimony that you're sharing with us, it's so powerful. And we gain, like your mother gained strength from you.
Mm-hmm.
We gain that strength from one another. And I do, I am seeing this flood of change on Facebook in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we surround ourselves with, Lamia, is what we will feel in
Absolutely.
Our lives. And when we are running, what I like to have now realized, when we're running our engines with no oil, by the way, oil would be, of course, you know, the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When you're running your engine with no oil, it's going to not run for you.
It's going to burn up.
I have this thing I saw today. Shout out to Christy Flynn. She posted it on Facebook. I will open my eyes to whatever I choose to see today. Yesterday's experience have only the power I give them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, guys, we cannot continue to beat ourselves up. You were fighting in the club, or what your childhood brought to you, or what my crazy family's past brought to me. We cannot beat ourselves up. We have to move forward into what he has for us.
But you know what will happen if you're not careful? And that's why I'm so glad we're having this conversation this morning, is that if you're not careful, you'll let your past dictate your future.
Yes.
And it's called past. Why?
Because it is the past.
Because it's past.
And people say history's repeating itself only because you let it.
Right. So the past is past because it's past, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And so we all have the ability. And what I learned from myself and from God, just sitting quiet when I began to question why I was feeling all of these feelings that really were things that would overtake me if I allowed them, is because I wanted to be in control. Control is simply an illusion. Mm-hmm. You live your best life every single day, but you're never really in control.
You know, one of the things I saw this morning, and it's perfect for what you're telling me. Again, you know, I wake up every morning, I take my phone, it plays music on my little speaker all night. I play this therapy music, it's zen, and it's, you know, my husband's like, he's waiting for like little massage people to come out the closet or something. Anyway, I play this music, I pick my phone up when the alarm goes off, I pick it up, I go to Facebook, it's my first thing now.
Quit
because
it.
I can't wait, no.
Okay.
I cannot wait to see some of my ladies and their post for the
wow.
day.
That's
because
powerful.
It is spiritual. Yeah. And it's become my way of picking up and opening the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, one of the things that first post I saw was, until God opens the next door, I'll praise him in the hallway.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you know what?
This is instead of kicking on that door.
And this is what I got. This is what I got. See, we really have to be comfortable right where we are. And that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
To be uncomfortable right where you are. To just be until the next thing happens. And to be okay with that. Like Paul said, in whatever state I'm in. You know, he said, I've been, you know, I had a lot and I had a little bit. In whatever state, I've learned to be content. And I'm paraphrasing. You guys know what Paul mm-hmm. said. But you know, the gist of it is, can we be okay right where we are? And that's what I had to ask myself. That's just this equipment. It's making noises and all the ladies are making these faces. But the gist of the matter is that being okay with right where you are, when you don't know how the next thing is going to happen, or you don't know where the next door is going to be open, but you just sit and you just wait.
Like Lisa said, you know, from the post, until God opens another door, I'll praise him in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just being able to thank God for where you are. And with me, I'm always like, okay, God, I don't understand it. I don't know what you're doing, but I know whatever you're doing is to help somebody else. I remove myself from a lot of things in my life, and that's the way that I cope, because it's like I tell myself all the time, as painful, as uncomfortable as this moment, this situation may be, it's not about me. This is not about me. It's about me being chosen to go through this so that I can help somebody else who's right. going to come behind me and mm-hmm. go through. Because, you know, you can't help somebody with something that you've never been through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, God, this is not about me. You chose me to go through it so that I can help someone overcome. And so for me, when I remove myself from it and not the woe is me, beat mm-hmm. myself up, why is this, why, I'm like, okay, I'm going to praise you right now where I am.
Right.
Because I know that you're building me and you're strengthening me
mm-hmm.
to help someone else. And then I think about the olive branch. It has to be pressed, and it has to be, you know, you have to press and press to get the olive juice, the oil out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of myself as that olive branch, the pressing and the beating and the pounding that I've had to go through. And in some ways that I'm still going through, it's just to refine me
mm-hmm.
because when the oil begins to flow,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be much more powerful than anything that I've ever imagined or even think anything that I've ever been through. It won't even matter because the oil came from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, one of the things I'm thinking about listening to you tell your story is that I've always had friends in my life who were had met their mark with their relationship with the Lord much sooner than I did. I would say, although he's been my Savior and I have loved him and I have known him all my life, it's only been in the last probably year and a half that I feel like I have completely given up and raised my hands and said, you know what? I'm going to throw it to you. Let's see what happens with this. I've given up control in the last year. And I've heard these other people in my life talk about them witnessing things happen that was just so divine. And I'm like, yeah, I've never really, I mean, I've had my kids. That was my miracles. But, yeah, I've never really seen anything. And so help me, in the last month, I have had two specific days in my life where I have literally had to stop and sit and catch my breath because I've been like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. It's happened twice now. That it has brought so, I mean, it's like I could, it's like it grazed my skin. I could feel him move me, move next to me so closely. And I'm telling you, Lamia, you're in a journey right now. And you are headed in a direction. You know, you're talking about all this anxiety. And look, I'm not anxiety free. I'll flip out for you in a heartbeat. However, I feel like I have put my, I've got control over my my triggers, and I've got control over my,
or you know
my
how to,
sources,
how
to respond.
How to identify them.
I've learned how to identify them, and I have as much control as you physically possibly can over, okay, here comes the crazy. Let's turn on the music. Let's light some candles. Let's have a moment. Let's get
let's
quiet.
Stop, drop, and pray.
Stop, drop, and pray. You know, this Carlette would tell me, you need to get quiet. Go somewhere, get quiet, and listen, and it's everybody has that journey. And if there is one person listening to this today that we have made that thumped them between the eyes.
Absolutely.
That would be
It's Lamia. I know it's Lamia. It's her.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, let me get a break here. We're going to come back with more right after this.
Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, and Kyle Wolf, State Farm Agent in Avoyelles Parish. We're joined by Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and Teresa Bowie. And we cannot stop talking, even during the break. They're whispering as we speak. And talking about anxiety this morning, a lot of people are feeling it. Lamia, how are you feeling this moment?
You know, as we were talking earlier, and like I said, it seemed like something was on my shoulder. I was like having an anxiety attack while we were sitting here going through this. And Lisa was next to me like, I can hear you. I can feel you. Like I said, it was something on my shoulders just tightening up. And, you know, the more you talked about it, the more it eased up. Because what ended up happening, I think, you know, I felt like it was something grabbing my shoulders, and, you know, may it be the devil, the universe, or something saying, you don't want to talk about this. This mm-hmm. is not an issue you need to be talking about. Mm-hmm. This is a keep it to
trying
yourself.
Trying to silence kinda, you.
Mm-hmm. And what I did was, if you notice, I kind of sat back and let the conversation roll because I needed to catch what was going on or even feel the message. And I say this to anyone. I mean, not only do y'all help everyone that you speak to in their audience, but every time we get something here, it's like somebody is helping me. You know, I listen to Teresa and I listen to Lisa and Carlette, and it's helping me as I'm sitting in this chair, you know, and I go to my therapist and everything, but nothing is like friends and mm-hmm. speaking and saying, you know what, God is going to bring you through mm-hmm. this. You know, a therapist can't help you with that. God mm-hmm. is going to have to help you. You're going to have to take a different approach. You're going to have to. And I'm not saying that I'm just going to go out there and dive and say I'm going to be this worn out Christian tomorrow. But I'm saying I'm taking those steps one day at a time.
You're on the road.
Right. I'm just on the road of bettering myself and being able to believe in God and trust that he's going to be able to take care of this issue for me.
Absolutely.
You know,
and that's why I'm such a firm believer, and I'm praising God just for what he's done in the studio this morning. Mm-hmm. Because again, regardless of your spiritual level and your walk, if you can have one or two or three that can set the atmosphere, mm-hmm. the power of just speaking it into the universe,
that's right,
can change a whole
everything.
Tone, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you were just saying that when you came in and the conversation started to get heavy, of course the enemy tried to come on you like, girl, shut up, don't, you know. And right. I kept saying, no, I'm going to get you where you at. I'm going to speak it into you. And as long as you believe it and you catch it, the spirit is going to come up. And it did, and you know.
Yeah. And I didn't need a bag.
Wow.
You know, I
thought
didn't
you were going to need one for a minute.
Yeah, I didn't need a bag. I was like, oh, my gosh, you know.
it, with all these things going on with illness and everything going on in my family, I just felt like, you know what, the weight of the world
is on your shoulders.
Is on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what, I got to be able to make it through this. And I mean, I thank y'all for just helping me make it through it today, because I'm like, okay, I'm leaving here, I'm going to my therapist, I'm gonna have to tell her I made it through without a bag.
And there are people today. There are people, you listening that's experiencing the same thing, you know, there are people out there that's experiencing the same thing. And it's like, okay, if you received anything from the show and the messages today, just know that if you can make it through this morning, and if you can make it through today,
right,
you can make it through and tomorrow
not
and
even,
the next
not
day.
Even today, just make it through the next few minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
And then that'll turn
break
into an hour. Mm-hmm. But see, this is what I hope that people will take more than anything. Because, like you talked about, the levels spiritually. First of all, you have to be open and honest. When you said about doing it, the newism that came to my mind, Uncle New is our uncle that we talk about. He went home to be with the Lord, who spoke into our lives exponentially. He would always say to us, he gonna do it. What that means is that God's gonna do it. He gonna do it. And we couldn't understand that forever. We was like, how he gonna do it? We need to do it. We need to do something. But if we just trust that God's gonna do it, if you just open up and take the mask off, see, there are forces that are trying to steal your joy right now as we speak. Steal your joy through another human being. We know principalities work through personalities. Somebody's gonna come in, they're gonna try to knock your edge off.
Mean girls,
yes. But so what you do is you have to be able to speak to it, and you have to be able to say that those are not my thoughts. Those are not thoughts that I'm going to accept. But you just got to get on the road. And I think once you get on the road, then that's where the process can start. And for each and every one of us, and and I don't think that anybody has sort of gotten this whole thing figured out. I think that it's a juggling act at any given time. At any given time, anybody can struggle with anything, but I think it's the tools and the mechanism that you use during the struggle, that's the difference maker. And that's really what this conversation is about. And I think when we met Jay Stone in the article last week, and then we met her personally yesterday, it made me really think a lot about being emotionally free. And it starts with taking the mask off. It starts with being your authentic self. And a lot of people, quite frankly, don't know who that authentic self is. And it's got to start right there. Who are you really? Who are you really when nobody's looking?
Yes.
That's where it's got to start. And that's why these conversations are critical. It's not because, you know, of anything other than each of us finding who we are, finding our place in the world, and finding out what we're all called to do. We all have a purpose. And let me tell you something. There are forces that will prevent you, that will try to hinder you, that will try to stop you from finding that place. And that's why these conversations are so critical. And I want to thank each of you, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, Teresa Bowie, because you guys, every single conversation that we have every week, women bring their real selves, their real experiences, and that's how we all grow. Thank you, ladies, so much. Hey, and thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We're not going to be sad. We're going to be glad, because first of all, it's Friday. We're not going to be defeated by our thoughts. And you know what I said this morning when Lamia was down? I said we bind those spirits that would come against us. We are strong. We are powerful, not in ourselves, but in a God that is greater and bigger than us, that can handle all of our anxiety, that can handle all of our challenges. And you know what? Once we stand up and face it and declare it, that's when we become victorious. So this morning, I hope that some people are going to declare some victories. Stop saying, woe is me, and start declaring victory. Oh, that was almost like a song. Stop declaring, woe is me, and declare victory. Oh, my goodness. It's Friday night. I'm so excited about what's going to happen, DC. What is going on with you? The mics are still hot. Hey, y'all, this is what it's all about. Real women, you're going to have a good Friday. That's it. And you know what? It starts right there by opening up your mouth and saying, I'm going to have a good Friday. I'm going to have a good weekend. My husband is pop locking. Lord have mercy. It's all good. Hey,
everybody. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. You got to believe it when you open up your mouth and say it. God loves you. So love yourself. And don't forget to be the change you want to see. Remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, what's happening next Friday? Founders Day is coming up in Cheneyville, Louisiana, the Founders Day Festival. We're going to be telling you more about that. There's so much going on, so much to tell you about. That's why you got to stay on point. Hey, everybody, have a great and a safe weekend, and God willing, guess what? We're going to see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, if how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. On my feet.